Planning for a long life and not getting it is much better than not planning for a long life and getting it. How to battle longevity risk in retirement in this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Hello, I'm Scott Inman. I have twin daughters who turned 21 this week, and it really snuck up on me in multiple ways. May is a busy time with the school year coming to a close and summer vacations being planned or finalized. My daughter's birthday has always seemed to sneak up on us every year. But the fact that they're turning 21, that's a different kind of sneaking up on you. Even though 18 is a big age to consider your children adults, 21 is the age of majority in Arkansas, and honestly, it's the real welcome to adulthood. One of my daughters is already married, and they're both about to be college graduates. Now, of course, the real impact of all this is it reminds me of how old I am, and it reminds me of how much life is now behind me. I can easily believe that I have less life ahead of me, and that may be true. But when it comes to retirement planning, we can't afford to think like that. According to Macro Trends, U.S. life expectancy in 2024 is 79.25 years. That's up slightly from last year. We all know we're living longer, and this chart shows it. Life expectancy in 1950 was about 68. By the year 2050, it's expected to be 83. According to J.P. Morgan's Guide to Retirement, the chance of living to age 90 is 33% for a 65-year-old woman and about 21% for a 65-year-old man. So it's important to make sure you plan for a retirement income that doesn't end before you do. So how do you do that? Well, the first step is to determine how much monthly income you will need to sustain a basic lifestyle. Ultimately, you get to define what basic is, but generally, that's the monthly income you need to pay your expenses. The next step is to analyze your guaranteed income sources like Social Security, pensions, even rental income to determine if you'll have enough guaranteed income to pay those expenses. If you do, you cannot outlive the money you need to pay the bills. If you don't, it may make sense to use some of your retirement savings to purchase an annuity that provides enough lifetime income that fills the gap. The remainder of your assets could then be used to implement a retirement income plan that gives you discretionary income and provides increases to that income to account for inflation. And finally, the income plan will have an end date, but there should be more assets available in the event of a longer than expected life. Maybe you create a plan for income until age 90, but there's what we call a longevity bucket of money available at age 90 to continue your plan if needed. Longevity is one of the three big retirement risks. Don't let retirement sneak up on you like my daughter's 21st birthday. Make a plan before it gets here. Thanks for listening.